How can men get multi-orgasm?
Well, here it's easy. First of all, you got to work on your testosterone. Once you get yourself in this process of coming into your testosterone levels at a level, what happens is, of course, you start off with an erection. Well, then that erection then leads to an end of an engagement. And then that's when the mind intercourse starts, and you engage for the completion of building tension that completes or ends an orgasm or release, whether that's with sperm or just ejaculate, because some shoot blanks, but that's okay. Then once you're done with that, you don't have to lose that desirous place, meaning the pressure in the penile organ that you're working with does not have to then fall away, pardon the pun. It can regroup and catch itself instantly, and you can begin as though you were beginning again. Well, some would say, does that then divide the energy from the original orgasm where you just want to go, 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 no matter what, or as we say, tear it up on the weekend? No, it can become a very significant position of engagement that's not divided. It's twice. So what happens is once you come to a place of completion, then you can just continue right along and keep on going, keep on going. And then all of a sudden you can achieve climax again and multiple times with never losing your girth.
Wilhelm Reich would be so happy to hear that.
How wonderful.
You missed what James said. Wilhelm Reich would be pleased to hear what Ion said.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so that's what they've come up with, your little pills, with you, when you go to see Alice and you go to see the Viagras. That's the whole point, is to sustain the pressure to the point that you can go and go and go and go and go and go. Then they start talking about privacy as a problem. And, of course, if you have an erection lasts more than 4 hours, don't call the doctor. Call everybody you know.
Yeah, that most people would love to do that, to have an erection for more than 4 hours.
Of course. See? So there you go. And there's where they're trying to offer the complement or the alternative or the imitation version of the engaging and enjoyment of a multiple orgasm or continued process of orgasm. Because after you reset, does it take 5 minutes or 5 hours? Well, it's relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would you advise, having said that, to women?
Oh, well, women have always had the ability and capacity to have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with multiple orgasms.
Well, could they,
yeah, they
have
an advantage.
Well, many times they do.
How come women get to have multiple orgasms and men don't, generally?
Men do.
Well, how come it's a meme that women do?
Yeah.
Well, because the meme, from that standpoint, if they're not comfortable in their women in their meat sack bodies, they get the reputation of living a life for years and years and years and faking their orgasms of never having one.
When Wilhelm Reich wrote the book, The Function of the Orgasm, he said that both men and women could have multiple orgasms and were in a constant state, if they wanted to be in a constant orgasm. In fact, that was the goal, and it was a whole long dissertation on the health benefits and geographic benefits of your country, your city, your relationship, everything.
Always keep your plumbing moving.
That's right.
So where did the idea that men couldn't have multi-orgasms come from?
The Vatican.
The Vatican.
What's interesting, though, that's the very place that was having the most orgasms.
Exactly. They're the ones who created bondage, BDSM, fetishes, the whole thing, the freak show of the Vatican.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.